The Snowball by Alice Schroeder. The Early Life of Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, the legendary investor known as the Oracle of Omaha, has a life story that is as fascinating as it is instructive. Born on August 30, 1930, in Omaha, Nebraska, Warren's journey to becoming one of the wealthiest men in the world was marked by early signs of his unique affinity for numbers and finance. As a child, Warren found comfort and joy in statistics and numbers. This inclination was partly a response to the challenging home environment he faced. His mother, Layla, had a volatile temper, and Warren often sought escape in the world of numbers. He would spend hours calculating the frequencies of letters and numbers on license plates with his friend Russ, or writing down stock prices on the chalkboard at his father's office. One of the pivotal moments in Warren's early life was when he began delivering newspapers. This was not just a chore, it was an opportunity to make money. When President Roosevelt died, Warren saw a chance to capitalize on the special edition newspapers being sold. He hustled to become one of the salespeople on the street corner, making a small fortune by delivering over 500,000 newspapers and earning $5,000, a significant amount in the 1940s. This early success laid the foundation for what Warren would later describe as the snowball effect, the idea that small, consistent efforts can grow into something substantial over time. Surrender, the formative years, education, and early career. Warren's interest in finance was evident even in his teenage years. By the time he was in high school, he had already decided on a career path, with future stockbroker proudly listed under his yearbook picture. Despite his clear ambitions, Warren's parents insisted he attend the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Here he faced new challenges, particularly in his social life. Warren was shy and uncomfortable around girls, to the point where he enrolled in a public speaking class to boost his confidence. It was during this time that he met Susie Thompson, a young woman who would eventually become his wife. Despite initial awkwardness, Susie saw beyond Warren's exterior to his charming vulnerability, and they married in 1952. Warren continued to work at his father's old investment firm and taught classes, laying the groundwork for his future career. Todeshaker, building Berkshire Hathaway, an investment philosophy. After college, Warren returned to Omaha and began his career in earnest. He established a unique partnership that allowed him to manage money for his investors, a model that would later become the cornerstone of Berkshire Hathaway. This partnership was built on principles of honesty, transparency, and a long-term perspective, qualities that would define Warren's approach to investing. One of the most instructive stories from this period is Warren's investment in the Washington Post. In the early 1970s, the newspaper industry was facing significant challenges, and the Washington Post stock was trading at a discount. Most investors were wary, but Warren saw something they didn't: intrinsic value. He recognized that the Washington Post had a durable competitive advantage in its brand and market position. Despite temporary setbacks, the company's true worth was far greater than its market price. This investment became one of Warren's most successful, paying off substantially over the years. Warren's long-term perspective is another key aspect of his investment philosophy. His relationship with Coca-Cola is a prime example. He first bought shares of Coca-Cola in 1988 and has held on to them ever since, despite market fluctuations and various crises. His rationale was simple. Coca-Cola had a strong brand and a product that people would continue to consume for decades. This long-term perspective has yielded substantial returns over the years. Dr. Personal challenges and relationships. Warren's life was not without its personal challenges. His marriage to Susie, while loving, was complex. Susie eventually began a romance with her tennis instructor, and in a remarkable display of openness, she wrote a letter to Kay Graham, the publisher of the Washington Post, telling her that she was free to have her own relationship with Warren. This period was marked by significant changes. In 1977, Susie decided to move to San Francisco, leaving Warren to adjust to a new life. Despite this, Susie ensured that Warren was taken care of by hiring Astrid, a young woman to cook for and look after him. Warren's relationships with friends like Kay Graham and Bill Gates were also influential. Kay Graham, in particular, played a significant role in Warren's life, both personally and professionally. Their close relationship initially upset Susie, but eventually became a source of comfort and support for Warren. The Snowball Effect, Wealth and Philanthropy. The concept of the snowball effect is central to Warren's story. It is the idea that small, consistent efforts can grow into something substantial over time. This principle is not just about finance, it is about life itself. Warren's wealth, built over decades through wise investments and a long-term perspective, is a testament to this effect. However, Warren's legacy extends far beyond his wealth. He has always believed in giving back, and his philanthropic efforts are a significant part of his story. The best thing about snowballing your wealth, according to Warren, is giving it to those who need it most. This philosophy is reflected in his extensive charitable work, particularly through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to which he has pledged a significant portion of his wealth. Charter, legacy, and principles. Warren Buffett's life is a mix of strengths and frailties, a complex tapestry of successes and challenges. Yet his legacy will not be defined by his immense wealth, but by the principles and ideas that have enriched countless lives. His emphasis on fundamentals, honesty, and a long-term perspective has made him one of the most respected figures in the financial world. In the end, Warren's story is not just about business, it is about the business of life. It is a story of how one man, through self-belief, commitment, and a relentless focus on his goals, built an empire and left a lasting impact on the world. As Alice Schroeder so eloquently puts it, Warren Buffett's legacy will be his principles and ideas, which have made him the most fascinating American success story of our time.